Damien O'Mara, good morning again.
Gavin, good morning to you. In a few moments, we will hear from Donal Lenihan ahead of Ireland's Rugby World Cup game against Samoa tomorrow. But it's soccer to start, where the Republic of Ireland's under-21s remain unbeaten in their qualification group for the Euro 2021 Championships. They played out a highly entertaining, albeit scoreless, draw against the top seeds Italy last night. Ireland, who are fourth seeds, may well have won the game. Stephen Kenny's squad now have 10 points from four games. They're 4 points clear of second place Iceland, who have two games in hand. And Ireland will travel to play in Reykjavik next Tuesday. They will, however, be without Troy Parrott, who was harshly sent off last night. He picked up a second yellow card for a spat with Italy's Moises Kean. Kean was given a straight red for pushing Parrott into the face. Aaron Drynan has now been called into the squad ahead of Tuesday's game. A striking cover, Jonathan Afolabi, has been ruled out with injury. But plenty of positives to take from the encounter for the Irish manager.
That was a real international match. There was, you know, there was an edge to every tackle. Italians are seasoned pros, you know, all the players are playing at a very high level and every week. We're disappointed not to win. We could have a lot of chances and saves, and they had some as well. And maybe I'm looking at it through my own eyes, but I feel there wasn't a feeling of accomplishment having got a draw in the dressing room. It's one of sort of that a couple of points that got away, but I think it's important not to lose to our rivals, and we're talking about Italy as our rivals now, and we're fourth seeds, and now we're talking about us and them, to, you know, possibility of winning the group. So that's the way we need to be thinking.
So plenty of positives there. Mick McCarthy's senior squad will train in Tbilisi today ahead of tomorrow's Euro 2020 qualifier against Georgia. The Republic currently top Group B, 2 points clear of Denmark, 3 points clear of Switzerland, who they play on Tuesday. The Swiss with a game in hand. The top two qualify for next summer's finals. Tomorrow's game is live on RTE Radio 1. It's also live on RTE 2 television. Kick-off time is the unusual time of 2 o'clock. Northern Ireland suffered an agonising defeat in Group C last night. They led Netherlands in Rotterdam after 75 minutes. The Dutch, however, scored in the 80th minute to equalise and then twice in stoppage time to win 3-1. Netherlands, Germany and Northern Ireland now all sit on 12 points in Group C. Northern Ireland with a game more played. Wales drew 1-1 with Slovakia in Group E, while Scotland's miserable campaign continued. A second-half collapse resulted in a 4-0 defeat to Russia in Group I. England can qualify for next summer's finals tonight by securing victory away to the Czech Republic. One game takes place at Rugby World Cup this morning. Australia face Georgia in Pool D. That kicks off at 11:15. Wales and Australia have already qualified for the quarterfinals. Australia could still top the pool with victory. They would need Wales to lose to Uruguay on Sunday. The Irish squad have had their captain's run in Fukuoka ahead of tomorrow's Pool A game with Samoa. A bonus point would bring with it qualification for the knockout stages. There are no late injury concerns. There has, however, been concern raised about the quality of the playing surface. The pitch has been heavily criticised, particularly after the game between France and USA 9 days ago. It did take quite a lot of abuse as a result of Typhoon 17. Organisers decided to relay the turf, but that process only began this day last week. Donal Lenihan is in Japan. From an Irish perspective, 9 days between games, the players given the weekend off last weekend, a full week of training since Monday to prepare. You would imagine it's the ideal scenario for the squad to prosper in terms of performance.
Yeah, it is, Damien, really. I think, despite all the talk about the super typhoon, the weather down here in Fukuoka is perfect. 23 degrees and the humidity has dropped. They had 9 days since the Russian game. A lot of the players who are starting tomorrow didn't start in that game. So they've been chomping at the bit for this opportunity, really. They know exactly what they have to do. They have to win. And ideally, they have to get a bonus point. It couldn't be more clear. But that said, I think they have huge respect for the opposition that they face. If you look at the quality of the Samoan side, it's jam-packed with players who play in the Premiership in England, who play at Top 14 or Pro D2 in France, and two at Super Rugby in Australia and New Zealand. So, that'll certainly focus the mind.
What do you make of the Irish team selection, and how confident are you that we will see something closer to the performance we know this squad is capable of?
I like the balance to the team. Certainly the back three, I think Larmour, Stockdale and Keith Earls, really excites. I think the return of Robbie Henshaw as well in midfield hopefully means that that back three will see a little bit more of the ball. And of course, Johnny Sexton, he is the catalyst for this team. Unfortunately, he hasn't played a huge amount of rugby in the tournament, missed the game against Japan, but even in the first half against Russia, you could see the quality that he brings in terms of his kicking game and his passing game, and I think that's going to be vital in terms of the way that Ireland will look to step up their attacking approach. The front five is our first choice front five, and they have to set the platform and impose themselves.
It becomes a different competition from this point forward once you make the knockout stages. How important is it to have a really strong performance in order to bring some positive momentum into the knockout stages?
Yeah, look, I think it's hugely important. I mean, if they play well tomorrow, if they play with the type of intensity and physicality that we know they can, if they can create a little bit more and create those opportunities for the back three, I think the mindset changes immediately. I mean, it is only 2 weeks since they delivered that top-class performance against Scotland. If they're through a quarter-final against New Zealand or South Africa, you're going to have your best performance, certainly of 2019. You have to get it back to the levels of 2018 to have any hope of competing with those. But I think, as you say, getting the performance tomorrow, I think, is all important in terms of just clearing the cobwebs and getting rid of the doubts.
So you're confident of Ireland progressing, obviously. Just a word from someone who's on the ground. How much of a lasting impact will the match cancellations have on Rugby World Cup 2019 when it comes to looking back on it? And now, from an Irish perspective, we've got this, to me, slightly ludicrous situation where they will play on a really rock-solid pitch tomorrow, which was only relayed a week ago.
Yeah, look, I mean, that's just another variable that's been thrown in at the Minks late on. I mean, I was worried about that pitch when I saw America and I think France playing there about 8 or 9 days ago. The ease with which the surface cut up, it was like having a mat underneath you couldn't hold your footing. But that's changed now. But again, it's a different condition. The players complaining that it's rock hard. It's not ideal, you know, in terms of the integrity of the competition with what's happened. I fully understand why they have to call off games. I mean, safety is paramount for supporters. But that said, some teams having a rest, not playing a fourth match in the lead into a quarter final is far from ideal. I've been listening to the Italians. You know, while people might have thought, look, the chances of them beating New Zealand is slim to none. You know, you had players like Parisi, Geraldinho, the hooker, who were primed to play their last game, and that has been taken away for them. So it's far from ideal. It's just unsatisfactory. I mean, the ground rules have changed, and it's not a level playing field for all teams. It's the nightmare scenario for the organisers. But look, the players, as always, they just have to get on with it.
Donal, enjoy the game. Thanks for being with us.
Cheers, Damien. Thank you.
Another rock-hard pitch. Yeah. What could possibly go wrong? We've been here before, haven't we? No such issues with the rugby squad. 11.45 kick-off tomorrow. Radio coverage on 2FM, TV coverage on RTE1. Graham McDowell, the leading Irish player, ahead of his second round at the Italian Open. 2 under par, 5 off the lead. Paul Dunne, 1 over. Shane Lowry, 1 over. Patrick Harrington has birdied his opening hole to sit on 2 over. And racing at home today is in Dunpatrick from 1.40. Dundalk away from 5.15. Sports news throughout the day available on the RTE News Now app and also on the RTE Sport website.